Welcome into Public Perspectives on this Saturday morning. Ray Michaels joined by Nancy Early with the Relay for Life of Audrain County. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good. It is, I know it's early on a Saturday morning for you. Thanks for giving up part of your day off to be with us. Now, there are quite a few things coming up with the Relay for Life of Audrain County as far as fundraisers, and one of them is next Saturday, a week from today. It's the quarter auction. What is a quarter auction, and how does this work?
So, you know, quarter auctions have become something that's really popular, and they kind of started before COVID, and now that we're kind of over the worst hump, they've kind of become really popular again. And so they are, it's an event that will be at St. Brendan's, the parish hall there. And we have different vendors that will be there. You know, the Avon, Color Street, Cincy, different types of vendors like that. They'll be set up, of course, to sell. But they also each have three items that they donate. And we go around. And so one item they have is sold for a quarter. One for two quarters and one for three quarters. And when you come in, you buy a paddle, at least one paddle. And if you want more, that's great. And the paddles are $5 each. If you want to bid on the item that is two quarters, then you put in two quarters, hold your paddle up. Now, then we pull out numbers. And it may be that we pull out number 77 and that paddle isn't being held up. So that means it's a dead paddle. So we keep drawing till we get a winner.
Okay. All right.
Lots of fun. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it should be interesting. What time does this take place on Saturday night?
It will. The doors will open at 5 and the actual auction will start at 6:30.
And there's an Irish auction and Lucky Paddle. What are those?
There is. So the Irish auction is made up of items that the vendors have also donated. And you buy tickets at $6 or $5. You drop in tickets into whichever items you want to take a chance on, and then we pull out the winner. The Lucky Paddle, I always think this is really fun. You pay, those are also, they're a dollar each, I believe. And if your name is drawn at the very beginning and you win the Lucky Paddle, you have a chance to win every item throughout the evening. If
wow.
The Lucky Paddle is drawn instead of a number, six that we use says Lucky Paddle, and if that's drawn, you win the number. You don't have to put quarters in.
Okay, so there's
yeah.
plenty of opportunities to win and raise money and have fun all at the same time.
You betcha.
And food's available, so you can come out and eat and kind of socialize a little bit before the action gets underway at 6:30.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And
you can shop all evening. You can shop local all evening.
And this is a fundraiser for the Relay for Life as a whole, not just for one team, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. So we have, I think we have four teams that are helping with it. So those four teams, whichever teams help, will divide the proceeds to give those teams credit.
Okay. Now, what are some other fundraisers that are coming up this summer ahead of the relay?
Friends Fighting as One, they have a couple different fundraisers that are coming up. They're doing a cardboard box car race. That'll be June the 25th, and that's at the VFW. And I know that those are, I believe, it's a $10 registration fee, and it starts at 4 o'clock, and I said at the VFW, it's at Hardin Park.
Okay.
And it's at 4 o'clock on that Saturday, June 25th, and you contact Linda Reed if you would like to participate.
Now, do we know whether these are big enough for people to ride in, or are they more like a little Pinewood Derby type car?
Well, you know, I am not for sure.
Well, we need to get a hold of Linda Reed then.
Yeah. And she can tell you, because I think that's pretty cool.
It is. That's neat.
Box car, so, you know. So it probably could be anything, but she would be your contact. And her phone number, I can give you, 573-581-7547. And that team is really busy because they're also doing a music jamboree on July 23rd. And that's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Mexico VFW.
Okay.
And they already have a whole list of bands that will be competing, but that will be there to entertain throughout the day. And they'll be having food. I think they have a food truck that's coming. Just a lot of, it's a music jamboree fundraiser.
Okay.
And I think they're really excited. We've had a relay team do that. And then Ten Oaks is doing a prize bingo on July the 9th at the VFW. And that will start at 6:30. The doors will open at 5, and we'll have food available for that, and a lot of different prizes for each game. So it'll be regular bingo, $20 for a card, or a sheet of like 9 cards, and lots of wonderful prizes that are going to be available for that. I also know that on August the 31st, Up in Smoke, which is a food truck, will be setting at a location. And that'll be kind of watch Facebook, but they're going to do 10% of their proceeds will go to Girls Night Out Relay for Life team. And that'll be from 11 to 1.
Okay. You know, it's amazing how the community comes out to support the Relay for Life of Audrain County with, you know, items that have been donated or just people purchasing things, right?
Mm-hmm. It totally is. It always amazes me that the things that you go in. I mean, these businesses are hit up by so many different people in the community and so many non-for-profits and things that go on. But they continually support the things that go on. And, I mean, we can have, you know, 10 relay teams go in and ask for a donation, and it's not unusual for those businesses to turn around and give to all the teams. It just amazes me. And that's what it's all about, and I think that's why I always, you know, things like the quarter auction when we say, shop with the vendors, you know, we're shopping local.
That's
and
right.
It's so important that we support, because that's how they can continue to support our community.
Nancy, what are the dates for the relay this year?
Our 25th Relay for Life of Audrain County will be on Saturday, September the 10th.
And is it back downtown this year?
It is. It will be on the east side of the square, and then we're going to use the sidewalk around the courthouse as our track.
Okay.
But most everything will be set up on the east side.
And what are the times for the Relay for Life?
So right now, the time is that it will start at 6. But because we're working on entertainment, there is a possibility that we may start a little bit earlier with kind of a soft opening and
okay.
have some music available before that. But our Survivor's Lap and everything will kick off at 6 p.m.
All right. And if someone wants to buy a luminaria, who should they contact and how much are they?
So they're a $5 donation, and they can reach out to any committee member, any team. They will all have them. Doris Chudy has them. Lori Love has them. Brenda Prater. I know that Sharon at Color Me Blue has a stack of them, so they can contact me. We're trying to get them out to a lot of spots in town.
Well, you know, Sharon at Color Me Blue might help you decorate them, too, if you ask real nice.
Yes.
And she's a fantastic artist. I've known her for years. Mm-hmm. So not to throw Sharon under the bus by any means, but I think she might just help you out.
She is. And, you know, the wonderful thing is Sharon's become really involved this year with us. And she has actually designed our T-shirts that we will be offering for sale this year. So
somehow that doesn't surprise me.
No.
Now, Nancy, with the number of survivors that we have and the number of cancer patients in Audrain County, how did the closing of the cancer center at the hospital affect them?
It's affected them greatly. You know, I not only with Relay for Life, but I work with it every day too. And it has put a lot of stress on families and the patients and the friends that are helping the cancer patients. What it's done is, I mean, it's caused so many of them to have to go to Columbia or Jeff City or Hannibal for their treatments. And one of the really fantastic things that have come out of all of this that I see that benefits our community. We're always asked, where does the money go? And so this is the first time we're announcing this. We just found out that we have three hospitals in our area that have been awarded $70,000 to use towards transportation for patients. So the University of Missouri, St. Mary's in Jeff City, and then Hannibal Regional, they have these funds that have been made available to them that if they have a patient that needs assistance getting back and forth, they can help them with these funds.
That's absolutely amazing.
It is. It really is. I mean, that is, we always know that there's, you know, the Hope Lodges and the Road to Recovery and the different things, the research that comes back to touch our community. But this is these are direct funds that are available that can be given. So they just have to talk to whoever their provider is, whoever their doctor, that office. And, you know, if they have questions, they can reach out to me, and I can certainly work to get the answers for them. But it's, you know, the University of Missouri, St. Mary's, and Hannibal have access to these funds.
That is absolutely wonderful news, and you've heard it here first. So that's why it is so important to support the Relay for Life, because those funds that we give do come right back to the community.
They do. They really, really do, you know. And as we said, it has made it more difficult for the patients. I mean, especially, you know, with the price of gas and the time that people have to maybe take off from work to transport someone. It's just anything that we can do to help them, that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Yes, it does. Nancy, you've been involved pretty much from day one with the Relay for Life of Audrain, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So 25 years?
That first year. Mm-hmm.
What made you get involved?
Well, you know, I tell this story over and over again. My grandmother was a cancer survivor, and she was diagnosed for the second time, actually on the day of the first relay. Dr. Taylor, very instrumental in getting me involved, and kept encouraging me to put a team together. And Dr. Taylor, I don't have time for that. You know, that's another thing. You know, I had teenagers, and they're busy. And that was a fun, you know. Grandma was diagnosed that day for the second time. And so I got together, my kids and I got together with friends, and we went out to the track. And, you know, we didn't raise a lot of money that first year, but we went out and took part in it, learned more about what it was all about. And from there, you know, it's been all about relay.
And why should someone else, if someone's on the fence about, do I join relay? Do I create a team? Do I join a team? Do I join the leadership team? What would you tell them to sell them on the opportunity?
You know, I think it has to do with what we can do to help our community. And one of the things is what we just talked about was, you know, the funds that we raised are coming back to help people directly in our community. And we may always think that those funds are out there and, oh, they're not touching us. But, I mean, we have research going on in Columbia, Missouri for different types of cancer. And I know that there's a grant for $800,000 over the next 4 years that they're working on.
Wow.
And, yeah, and, I mean, it's those kinds of things, tamoxifen. I mean, you know, created with grants that came out of Missouri. And so we have a part. We have a big part in that and what we can do. And, I mean, you can just call the 800 number, and there's somebody always available to help you. Those are things that by relaying that we can help others with.
And that is so important because it does take a village to kind of help lift folks up.
It does.
And especially in their time of need.
Mm-hmm. It does. And, you know, those needs are, they're mental, they're physical, and they don't just touch the individual, they touch the family and friends. And we have to be there to help. We have to help individuals, whether we know them or, you know, maybe barely know them or whatever. But it's important that we can help our community. And it's such an awful disease that you just want to be there for them.
And it's one that with enough research, we can cure.
Yes, at that time. You know, I used to think, oh, we might see that in my lifetime. But, you know, I think that there are many, many cures for many kinds of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that we'll ever see an actual cure for everything because, you know, so many things keep popping up in this day and age. But I think that with the research that they're doing, the treatments and everything, that the hope is out there. And the treatments are becoming more accessible and more available for individuals.
Very true, and it's all due to the fundraising efforts of folks like you and the Relay for Life of Audrain County, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. We work awfully hard.
That's
at what we're doing, and it is, you know, you talked about that village a while ago, and we have a very small village, but we always welcome new people to come and help us and become involved.
Hey, you and me, we're small packages, but great things come in small packages, okay?
There you go. That's right. That's what we work towards.
It's the big heart that's in those small packages that makes all the difference. Nancy, thank you so much for your time this morning talking about the Relay for Life of Audrain County, 25th version of the Relay for Life of Audrain County, coming up September the 10th on the downtown square in Mexico. Thank you so much, Nancy. We'll do Public Perspectives again next Saturday morning at 8 on AM 1340 KXEO.